Grace, mercy, and peace be with you all. Amen. Text for consideration today is recorded for us in the book of John, chapter 10, verses 22 through 30. We hear a few of those words. Jesus is speaking and he says, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me." God's word is truth. Amen. To know Christ and make him known is a mission statement of many Christian congregations the world over, and it serves to understand what we do. We want to know Christ. We desire to grow in the truths of God, his love, his loyalty, his sacrifice, his resurrection, all for his glory and our good. And we desire to make him known. I mean, the question, how can we as a congregation reach out to those in our communities is a question to ask, and what is true of the congregation is also true of the individual. How can you make Christ known to the people who are in your life? Right? To know Christ and make him known is something that should always be on our minds and on our hearts. And today we seek to know Christ as the Good Shepherd. And now there's so much in this text, there's no way that we're going to be able to get through all of it. But do read John chapter 10. There's a mountain of information about Jesus as the Good Shepherd. Read it, know him, and make him known. As I was thinking about this passage over and over in my mind, one phrase kept on ringing out. Jesus says this about you, "I know them." And this term to know in the Greek is gignosko. It means to fully understand you, to know you, not from hearsay, from the papers or Facebook, but to know you by firsthand experience, that Jesus is in your life. He knows you. He knows everything that there is to know about you, even the stuff that you don't put on Facebook or Instagram or in those Christmas letters for the three of you who still do that. Now, you know what? Certainly, that might terrify us. Right? Jesus knows all of our sins. How can he still love us after the file has been opened and he sees us as we really are? It's because of the love that he has. It's a love that loves because of who he is, not because of who we are. Now you might think that is crazy, a crazy love. Like, who has that type of crazy love besides mom? Is it even possible? Yes, all things are possible with God. He calls you affectionately his little lamb, and he cares for you. He knows all of our sins, and he has removed them by this painstaking process of laying down his life as a sacrifice for our sins to save us from sins, from death, and from the devil. I mean, he rose from the grave to continue leading us as our good shepherd to the waters of everlasting life. And the Good Shepherd, he makes a promise to you, little lamb. And he says, "I give them eternal life, and they will never perish." And the Good Shepherd Psalm of the Old Testament, Psalm 23, puts a response to such a promise this way. It says, "Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." In a world without trust, we know who we can trust. In a world without honor, we know who keeps his word. In a world where there are wolves in sheep's clothing who try to misguide us, lead us astray, to devour us body and soul, we know the voice of the Good Shepherd and follow him. And as we do so, no one can snatch us away from the Good Shepherd. Our soul is secure. And the Good Shepherd says it is so. Our Good Shepherd makes it so. "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me." Verse 27, how is it that we are his sheep? How is such a great honor and privilege placed upon us? It's simply this, that God in his great mercy called us to faith through his word, and he brought us into the flock through the miracle of baptism, where he washes away our sin and he gives new life to our very souls. What a great promise that no one can snatch us away from our good shepherd. However, we must know that we can rebel, we can walk away, and we can fail to hear and heed the voice of the good shepherd. I've seen it. I mean, you've seen it. Perhaps you've in yourself or in me, myself. And it's a terrifying tragedy, isn't it? To witness it, to see it. When times are tough, there's this temptation to no longer follow the good shepherd. When mom is sick and there is no cure except eternal life, the temptation to stop following our good shepherd may come. When a job is lost or ended and we ponder where the next paycheck is going to come from, we will be tempted to flee away from the one who gives us our daily bread. When husband and wife struggle or siblings fight, the temptation to doubt the good shepherd who gives us peace and a future comes to mind. Will you follow the good shepherd even then? Even then, hear his voice. Know that he knows all those hardships and toils in your life. He knows them. Keep following him. You know, the good shepherd, he knows you and he knows where he is leading you. And it's not always the easy road. But it's not then when you see little lambs of the good shepherd get lost most easily. It's when everything else is all too easy. When there are no problems, the voice of the good shepherd is drowned out by everything else calling out to our attention. I mean, isn't it then when you find your faith open to following a perilous path, to wander away from our good shepherd? It's when I think I'm invincible that I fail to follow the good shepherd. It's when I think, it's when I'm so focused on doing my own thing. That's when I fail to hear and heed the voice of the good shepherd. Know that those temptations come and they're going to call out to you. Repent when you've followed thieves and robbers of souls, because that is what they are. Just give it a label and know it. And the good shepherd, right, come to him and he forgives us and he bids to us. Little lamb, come follow me. And how is it that we hear and heed his voice? Become familiar with him, understand him, shush the sound all around us, and just give time and focus to the good shepherd's voice. Open your Bibles and read them. Or just, you know what? In these days, you can just have them be read to you on some app on your phone or, you know, connecting it to your car. Just let the good shepherd speak. Maybe it is in the morning before the hectic cycle of the day. Before that day begins, just to hear his voice. Maybe it's before bed. Or before the kids go to bed, to just gather around a story Bible, to show pictures so that the little ones can understand through the pictures what's taking place, and for you to share his words. The book of James says this: do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves, do what it says. The new creation you are by the Holy Spirit living in you and working through you follows the good shepherd. We hear, we heed. When the good shepherd tells us to set aside time for worship, we do that with joy. When the good shepherd tells us to obey our parents and those in authorities, we do that with joy. When the good shepherd tells us to respect marriage and to invest in marriage, we do that with joy. When the good shepherd tells us to follow him in a world that says flee from him, we follow the good shepherd with joy. And the good shepherd, he leads us to green pastures and beside quiet waters. He restores our soul. Jesus is our good shepherd, who knows us, cares for us, and leads us. Hear, heed. I'll make him known. Rejoice in his voice. Amen. Now may the grace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our good shepherd. Amen.